Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this bulletin, today marks 30 years since a teenage girl from Castlederg disappeared. An inquest later deemed that she was murdered. Three people are seeking a nomination from Fine Gael to contest the next general election in Donegal. Four people have been arrested and searches carried out in Northern Ireland as part of a police operation targeting human trafficking. And as in part of An Garda Síochána's ongoing commitment to road safety, the traffic watch reporting form has been relaunched on garda.ie. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Aisling Kelly has all the latest in sport. First in news. Today marks 30 years since a teenage girl from Castlederg disappeared. An inquest later deemed that she was murdered. Arlene Arkinson was last seen in Bundoran at a disco when she was 15 years old. Her friends and family gathered last night in her hometown and released balloons. Numerous searches have been carried out, but her body has never been found. Michaela Clark has more.
A vigil was held last night in Castlederg to mark 30 years since the disappearance of Arlene Arkinson. She was last seen on August the 14th, 1994, after attending a disco in Bundoran. Convicted child killer and rapist Robert Hyatt was the last person seen with the teenager before she went missing. An inquest in 2021 found he murdered Arlene Arkinson. He was previously charged with her murder in 2002, but acquitted in 2005. Robert Hyatt died in 2015 at the age of 71. There have been repeated calls for a public inquiry into the teenager's disappearance.
Three people are seeking a nomination from Fine Gael to contest the next general election in Donegal. They are Senator Nicky Bradley, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh and John McNulty. This election convention will take place on Monday week, August 26th. Four people have been arrested and searches carried out in Northern Ireland as part of a police operation targeting human trafficking. Brothels linked to an organised crime group have been located in Oma and Ballymena. However, police believe victims may have been transported across the country. Cleisha Conley has more.
Detectives from the Modern Slavery and Human Trafficking Unit yesterday carried out four searches, three in Ballymena and one in Oma. The operation is focused on the activities of an organised crime group suspected of trafficking Romanian women for the purpose of sexual exploitation. Three men, aged 27, 31 and 52, and a 21-year-old woman were arrested on suspicion of human trafficking for sexual exploitation, controlling prostitution for gain, brothel keeping and money laundering. All four remain in custody. Detective Inspector Rachel Miskelly says police believe the organised crime group coaxed Romanian women to travel to Northern Ireland with the false promise of a better quality of life. She says from the operation, they have identified and offered safeguarding to one woman, but they believe there are others who are yet to be identified. Police are appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
As part of An Garda Síochána's ongoing commitment to road safety, the traffic watch reporting form was relaunched on garda.ie. The heads of the road policing unit in Donegal is urging people to engage with the tool. Traffic watch is a partnership approach with all road users to improve driver behaviour, reduce the number of road collisions and prevent fatalities. Inspector Seamus McGonigal says the majority of motorists are responsible.
It's to let the irresponsible driver know that just because there isn't a patrol car or a go-safe van or whatever in the vicinity, that he can still be end up getting in the bother with the law, being convicted of an offensive, dangerous driver or whatever. It's just it's to create that awareness out there. We're appealing to the vast majority of people out there who are responsible road users, that if they see something on, if they see something scary, for want of a better word, rather than make that complaint now, make that report, don't sit back and you know, imagine how you'd feel if that vehicle that you see and you don't make the report is involved in something serious, either that day or some other day. It could be some young driver that, by the very fact that the guard's calling to his door, it's going to slow him down and cut himself on for a bit again.
Well, a number of programmes and campaigns are being launched to educate young people on safe driving behaviours. From next month, an educational programme will be introduced in school for transition year students. It will aim to teach teenagers how to drive and warn them against unsafe behaviours behind the wheel. Junior Transport Minister James Lawless says a safety information campaign is also being launched by the RSA at Electric Picnic this weekend.
There'll be thousands of people descending upon Stradbally over the weekend, mostly travelling by car. So we're saying, look, think ahead, plan your journey. You know, you probably know how you're going to get there. Have you thought about how you're going to get home? Do you have a designated driver? Is someone going to stay dry the night before you all travel back? Are you going to leave it a few hours, get a bit of food before you get on the road? Kind of basic things, but just encouraging people to think that through, plan that out.
The Donegal-based president of the Irish Pharmacy Union says it's vital that the government sit down with pharmacists as soon as possible to discuss the recommendation that they be allowed to prescribe for common conditions without the need for a patient to visit their GP. The task force established by the health minister has initially provided 8 conditions for which pharmacies could prescribe. These include things like cold sores, oral thrush and shingles. A report from the task force says it's intended to be operational from the second quarter of 2025. However, on today's 9 till noon show, IPU President Tom Murray told Greg Hughes that there's outstanding issues, particularly in terms of payment. He says this has the potential to revolutionise healthcare provision.
We are calling on the Minister and the Department of Health, as he has said to us he would do, that we would get into urgent negotiations to resolve the outstanding issues. And even to look at the infrastructure for this, what hasn't happened is pharmacists weren't part of the task force. We have been told that the IPU will now have a place at the implementation body. So whilst this is announced as a great policy, there's a bit of work to go to do before this can actually happen. What it does mean is, yes, it does recognise the professions of pharmacists. It does recognise the service. It also recognises the access to pharmacies that patients have. 87% of Irish people live within 5 kilometres of a pharmacy. There's 2.1 million visits a week to an Irish pharmacy. So it is an untapped resource. And really, we want to work with patients, to work with our GP colleagues, to reduce pressure on GPs. The IPU surveys or the IPU research has said that we could save 1 million GP visits per year. That allows GPs to deal with far more complex cases and means their surgeries aren't being clogged up with conjunctivitis and thrush and allergic rhinitis. Mm. There's 3 of the 8 conditions. We've been asked why we're not doing it for private patients and just making money out of it. I said, because we don't want to be part of a 2-tier healthcare system. The vision behind Sláinte Care is that it's based on the clinical need, not the patient's ability to pay, not the money in their pocket. In Donegal, we have a county with a huge medical card population. If we were to turn around and say, OK, we're only going to serve the 25 to 30% of people who can afford this, that wouldn't be professional healthcare.
There's been a 26% decrease in the number of properties sold in Donegal. 71 properties were sold in the county in June of this year. That's down from 96 during the same period last year. The value of the property sold in Donegal this June totaled to €13.1 million. Ellen Butler has more.
Property prices in the county dropped slightly to €185,000 in June compared to June 2023 and down almost 10% on figures from May when the mean sale price for a property in the county was €204,000. Looking at the county's 3 air code areas, the highest prices were registered in F92 with an average price of €215,000, a year-on-year increase of 7.5%. Average prices in the F94 area were just over €204,000, a rise of 4.5%. The F93 air code area saw prices fall slightly, with an average unit cost of just over €173,500, down 1.6%.
Ukraine is said to have launched a major drone attack on Russian airfields, while Kyiv claims it's captured 100 prisoners of war in the Kursk region. The governor of the Belgorod region in the Russian border has declared the state of emergency after Ukrainian forces pushed into the territory. Defence analyst Michael Clark says Kyiv's tactics are causing concern in Moscow.
What the Ukrainians are able to do is to make the whole of the frontier feel insecure. I mean, they're pressing and they're using artillery in other parts of the frontier. They're playing sort of decoy games. I mean, this is really quite carefully worked out.
Northern Ireland Water says works to upgrade the Tamney Moor Craigan water trunk main in Derry will be complete by the end of October. The work, which began this week, involves laying 500 metres of pipe along the Foyle Road from the east entrance of Cashowen to the junction on Lone Moor Road. Donal Kavanagh has more.
NI Water says lane closures will be in effect for the duration of the scheme and work will be completed in sections to keep disruption to a minimum. Signage and traffic management measures will be in place throughout the route with a commitment that local access will be maintained at all times. Project manager Anna DeLarge says the scheme will improve water services for customers in the area and improve the security of the local water supply. In a statement, she says notifications will be issued as the works progress to keep local residents and business owners informed of key dates. Working areas will have warning signs in place to protect the public from any hazards. People are advised to stay out of those working areas for their own safety.
A hill walker has been airlifted to hospital after sustaining a serious injury in South Donegal. Kelly Beggs Coast Guard was tasked last evening to the fallen walker at Muckross. The casualty had sustained a serious injury and was airlifted by the Rescue 118 helicopter and transported to hospital. Assistance was also provided by the National Ambulance Service. Kelly Beggs Coast Guard has thanked the local people who helped them during the rescue. It's the third call-out for the rescue service in the last 2 days. The time is now approaching 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. The time's just coming up to 5:15 here in Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Sunday's FAI Cup meeting of Kerry and Bohemians has been thrown into doubt. Shamrock Rovers are appealing an independent disciplinary committee's rejection of their objection to Dawson Devoy playing in their second round defeat. The FAA had instructed Bowes that Devoy's suspension from England's Papa John's trophy would be served in the league and not the cup. But Rovers believe Devoy should have been suspended for July's defeat at Dalymount Park. Warsaw hosts the traditional curtain raiser to the European season tonight. Champions League winners Real Madrid play Europa League winners Atalanta for the UEFA Super Cup. Kick-off there is at 8 o'clock. There are three more English League Cup first-round ties this evening. Leeds United welcome Middlesbrough to Elland Road. Sheffield Wednesday go to Hull City. And Plymouth Argyle meet Cheltenham Town. Kevin Kelleher's Liverpool future appears increasingly uncertain, with the Merseyside club agreeing terms with Giorgio Mamardashvili. The Georgian international goalkeepers club Valencia are believed to value the player at £45 million. Reports suggest that Mamardashvili will be immediately loaned out if he is signed, with the likes of Bournemouth being touted as a possible club. When Addison Becker leaves Liverpool, it's understood that their new signing could become their number one. So where does that leave Kelleher? Will he be the next player to depart to Anfield and try to further his career? The Premier League will adopt a new emphasis on referees' calls for subjective VAR decisions this season. Video officials have been told not to overturn an on-field decision unless they're 100% sure it's a clear and obvious error. Explanations for factual decisions will be tweeted out to fans and displayed on big screens inside stadiums. On the Gaelic Games front, Mike Quirk's announced that he's leaving the Kerry coaching staff. The ex-Kingdom midfielder has been there for 3 years, working under Jack O'Connor. In cricket, the announcement of plans for a new international cricket stadium at Abbottstown have been compared in significance to Ireland's full member status. It's hoped phase one of the development, including a dedicated oval and seating for 4,000 people, can be delivered by 2028. The new venue in Dublin will also help stage the 2030 Men's T20 World Cup. Finally, in rugby, Premier Sports have won the rights to become the lead broadcaster for Investec's Champions Cup games to be shown in Ireland for the next 3 years. The pay-per-view television company will transmit all 63 Champions Cup games and all Challenge Cup fixtures from the quarterfinals onwards. The 2024-25 season begins in the first week of December. Premier Sports already have broadcast rights to show the United Rugby Championship. There you go, that's your sport for today. Donna Marie will have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. A survey undertaken by Irish Tax Rebates has revealed that Donegal ranked sixth in the counties that received the highest amount of tax refunds for last year. On average, €540 was received by those who filed to reclaim their tax credit in the county. Dubliners came in top with an average rebate of €583. Jerry Scully, who's an accountant with Irish Tax Rebates, outlines why Donegal was in the top mix.
The main driver behind this we found is rental, the rental tax credit. It's worth €750 in 2024. It was worth €500 in 2023. And that seems to be a big driver in Donegal, particularly for people who may have children in college in Dublin or Galway and are paying for rent for their children. They're entitled to claim up to a €1,000 credit. A married couple can claim a €1,000 rental credit in relation to a student at college. And that's a big driver. Another one that we'd see up in Donegal is there's a flat rate, which is also known as a uniform allowance. So Donegal would have a large hospitality industry, and there's claims for that, and medical, you know, hospitals obviously in Donegal, and educational facilities. So all them jobs drive tax refunds effectively.
It's believed a number of inmates who became ill in Portlaoise prison yesterday had taken a synthetic opioid. 11 people are being treated at a Midlands Regional Hospital in Portlaoise today following an overdose incident. Three of them are receiving intensive care. And a white powder, which was discovered in the prison's sea wing, has been sent for testing. Saoirse Brady, chief executive of the Irish Penal Reform Trust, says the attitude towards drug use in Irish prisons needs to change.
We understand why the Irish Prison Service has a zero tolerance approach, but at the same time, we have to recognise that somehow drugs are getting into the system and that we need to take a health-led and individual-centred approach. While it is a security issue, you know, in the community, we take a health-led approach to someone who is drug using. And I think we need to mirror that in the prison system as well.
Well, Gardaí are warning the use of illegal drugs is becoming more acceptable. Over €135 million worth of drugs have been seized in Ireland so far this year. Stephanie Roan has the details.
Cannabis remains the most abused drug in Ireland, followed by cocaine. They make up the majority of the €135 million worth of drugs seized so far this year. Gardaí say €30 million of that was in the past week alone, with significant seizures at Rosslare and Dublin ports. And the criminals are getting more creative with the drugs, and one of the seizures being hidden inside the body of a trader which was carrying legitimate goods. 15 gangs in total are being monitored for their involvement in the international drugs trade. But Gardaí say ordinary decent people have to shoulder some of the responsibility too. Chief Detective Superintendent Seamus Boland says illicit drug use is becoming more acceptable.
All groups in society are using cocaine, the willingness to use it, the acceptance to use it in people's comfortable lives, taking absolutely no responsibility for what, where that money goes, what the outcome is.
Gardaí say they're not linking the latest seizures directly so far, but are satisfied with the progress of their investigations. Stephanie Roan at the Garda Security Centre in Dublin.
Flights from Donegal Airport to Dublin are the second most likely to be cancelled in Ireland. Flights to Bucharest in Romania were most likely to be cancelled, with 7% of passengers travelling between the cities left stranded in the first 6 months of the year. Journeys to Lanzarote, Malaga and Lisbon were the least likely to be cancelled, with less than 1% of flights to these destinations being cancelled. 171,000 passengers were affected by flight cancellations, leaving Irish airports in the first half of the year, according to the Irish Daily Star. People are being warned to be aware of the signs of investment fraud, being urged to act quickly, not to discuss the investment with others, and the promise of big return with little to no risk are among the methods used by scammers. Bank of Ireland's latest fraud data shows people are increasingly being targeted through social media and sponsored search results, with an attempt investment fraud was up 76% in the first 6 months of this year. Paul O'Brien from Bank of Ireland's security team has this advice.
Understand what you're doing. Don't get pressured into anything. Don't send money unless you're very sure what it is you're getting into. Somebody who calls you about this can sound quite convincing, and they might say, we'll start off with something relatively small, maybe €200, and they'll try and build up from there. We'd always say to people, look, it's your money. You've worked hard to get it, so be really careful of where you're sending it.
Homes and businesses in the Caernarfon, Upper Letterkenny and surrounding areas are warned that they may experience low water pressure and supply disruptions this evening. Essential works are taking place and are scheduled to be complete at 10 o'clock tonight. However, it may take up to 4 hours after this time for supplies to be restored fully. Now to conclude this evening's news. Today marks 30 years since a teenage girl from Castlederg disappeared. An inquest later deemed that she was murdered. Arlene Arkinson was last seen in Bundoran at a disco when she was 15 years old. Three people are seeking a nomination from Fine Gael to contest the next general election in Donegal. They are Senator Nicky Bradley, Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh and John McNulty. Four people have been arrested and searches carried out in Northern Ireland as part of a police operation targeting human trafficking. Brothels linked to an organised crime group have been located in Omagh and Ballymena. However, police believe victims may have been transported across the country. And as part of Garda Síochána's ongoing commitment to road safety, the traffic watch reporting form was relaunched on Garda.ie. Heads of the policing road unit in Donegal is urging people to engage with the tool. That's all for now. We'll be back with headlines again at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 14th of August. The death has taken place of Frank Laird, Carnón Rafoe. His remains are reposing at the family home. Removal from there on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Rafoe, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The sudden death has taken place of Keith Bates, Dundrain, Burnfoot. His remains will repose at his home from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Burt Presbyterian Church with burial afterwards in St Ninian's Church Graveyard Convoy. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Burt Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John Conway, 26 Main Street, Newton Stewart. John's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from Conway's Bar at 11:15 tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Eugene's Church, Glenock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Dementia Northern Ireland, care of Paul Gallagher, funeral director, Newton Stewart. The death has taken place of Sinead Fisher, 31 Coyland Court, Rimelton. Wake at her home from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Rimelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital and the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death took place in London on August 5th of James Hunter, late of 55, Massinus, Creasla. Funeral Mass will take place in London on August 27th, followed by cremation. The death has occurred of Liam Morrow, Kilrain, Glenties. Liam's remains are reposing at his residence. Removal on Friday morning to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for funeral mass at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Kathleen Doherty, Naoimh McCrory, 7, Ardcullum Kill, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 9. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 12:30, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Newleck Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Archview Lodge Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of June Dorian, 8 Manderley House, Larkins Lane, Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, formerly The Ross, Ross and the Kill, Fannet, reposing at her son Gavitt and Breed Curran's residence, 17 Glendale Drive, Glencar, Letterkenny, until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. Burial afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. House private to family and friends, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Edward Connolly, 25 Castlegrange Park, Strabane, formerly of Roskeer, Lifford, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has occurred of Francie McGinley, Comeen, Clohan, remains reposing at his home. Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilwira Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 8, with family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.